With the very last of New South Wales COVID restrictions coming to an end after a year of stagnation and uncertainty in the live music industry and creative spaces, hallelujah, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Take Flight and Culture Shock Australia are collaborating to throw an epic celebration to mark the opening of Sydney's nightlife this coming Saturday, the 3rd of April. They'll be platforming emerging artists from Western Sydney who are creating new sounds and shaping the future of Australian music. Joining us on Monday Drive today to tell us more about the event is Hayden Wings. He's the founder of Take Flight. Good afternoon, Hayden.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me, man.
I'm good. Thanks for coming on. So to start off this afternoon, tell us about Take Flight. What's the purpose of your brand and what is driving your work?
Easy. Take Flight has always been a motto I've lived by for years and only recently turned it into a clothing brand. To be honest, we're just about spreading a positive message where we can and putting on for the underdog. Like, I'm talking for the people who are told they never could, but still go out there and get the job done anyway. Like, the dream chasers of the world.
The dream chasers, indeed.
More specifically, the talented local artists we've got here in Sydney, though. That's it. That's the one.
So how did this collaboration with Culture Shock come about? Who are they as an organisation and why did you want to work with them?
Well, I'm going to have to say thank you to Instagram for this one for sure. After I heard they were scrapping the COVID restrictions, I went straight to Instagram story, asked if anyone had a free venue for me to put an event on, and boom, they hit my inbox. And here we are. Like, we've known each other for a bit through the music scene, but this is the first time collaborating for sure. As for Culture Shock, what they are, what they do, they're a media and events platform. They give space to up-and-coming Western Sydney artists mostly, and especially artists of colour. They're a platform where the artists can be seen, heard, and represented. This means that the roads for the future of the young artists who want to be creative are going to be there for them to follow.
I mean, I've got to say, I went to a Culture Shock event in Sydney last year before COVID hit, and it was a lot of fun, very interesting. I was exposed to a music scene that I, you know, North Shore girl, but...
Oh, whole new world.
Yeah, whole new world, a lot of fun there, a lot of cool people. So what is the purpose of Flight Night Volume 1? That's the name of the event happening this Saturday. And what artists can our listeners expect to see and, I guess, watch perform at the event?
Easy. So straight up, it's a celebration. That's all it is. It's after a year of COVID shutdowns, as you said, artists not being able to play live shows, DJs not being able to do their thing week in, week out, or make any money for themselves. It's amazing that we're finally back and we just want to celebrate that we're going to get straight back into it. As for the artists, we've got Lil Spacely, Young Six, Isaac Turow, Jamal from Free Souls, Kobe Spice, and DJs Travis Stretch. So it's a West Sydney, what would you say, marathon, West Sydney marathon for sure.
Got to be in it for the long haul.
Yeah.
So why is it so important to showcase emerging artists right now? You've put a lot of focus onto Western Sydney-based artists. What's so exciting about the music that they are producing specifically?
There's so many talented artists coming out of our city and, well, our entire country, really. Like, Western Sydney, obviously big for me because I'm from here, but our whole country right now. In the words of Isaac Turow, there's so many different characters here in Australia. And, look, we've finally got bigger platforms watching us and we're finally getting heard across international borders. So if artists just keep on pushing and being themselves, we can create something real special here. Real special.
Oh, real special. In the future, what can listeners look forward to seeing from Take Flight Sydney? Are there any more collaborations, events, or maybe even some clothing drops or, you know, merch drops in the works?
Ooh. Well, look, like I said, we are a clothing brand with just a bigger motive to it. So we've got a bunch of different clothes on the way. We'll always be spreading the word of new Oz music and artists on our social media. As for events, like I said, Flight Night was a last-minute plan that's just worked out perfectly thus far. So if all goes well, you can bet your ass we're going to keep on coming back and creating a whole vibe for everyone in Sydney. As for collabs, there's nothing planned as of yet, but we're always up to work with motivated people who are on the same path as us. So if you're listening and that's you, get at us.
Take Flight Sid is the Instagram handle, am I right?
That's the one.
Reach out. Last but not least, and probably the most important question of all, we need the information for the event. Where, when, what, time, and who?
Easy. Well, you've heard which artists are playing. So other than that, it's 8 p.m. at Butter Parramatta. Shout out to Butter for hosting the event. They've put on a lot of good events in the past, so this is just going to be another one of those, if not better. It's a free event, but keep in mind they've got a limited capacity, so RSVPs are essential. So head to my Instagram at TakeFlightSYD and you'll be able to find out how to do that later tonight.
Well, I'll definitely be doing that when I get out of the studio. And
Send your name through.
I don't want to miss out on that one. Well, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, Hayden. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Nah, thanks for having me, for real.
That was Hayden Wings, founder of Take Flight, speaking with us here on Monday Drive about Flight Night Volume 1, a collaboration with Culture Shock that will be showcasing the very best of Western Sydney's emerging artists this weekend in Butter Parramatta. If you would like more information about the event and the work both organisations are doing, you can check them out at cultureshock.au and Take Flight Sid on Instagram and online. Definitely an event not to be missed. And as Hayden said, RSVP, head to the Take Flight Sid Instagram page, send through your friends' names, send through your name, send through your grandparents' names, get amongst it.